It was the piece of picture puzzle needed to finish off the left eyeball that Maddie had been hunting for all morning. As it was, Jesus was staring up at her with a blue right eye and a brown hole for the left one. It gave her the willies seeing the poor boy like that, the way she felt when Erwin Fennelson turned up at school functions with that sewn-up hole where his left eye should be. The real one somewhere in the rice paddies of Vietnam. Aside from Erwin, Maddie could only recall one other single-eyed person. An old man, his name now lost in the annals of Madagascar's past, who had sacrificed a baby blue to working in the woods. That old man, Erwin Fennelson, and now Jesus. "Don't you go straining out of that good right eye now, honey," Maddie told Jesus. "I'm gonna fix you up just as soon as I find that blasted piece." She peered down through the tiny half-moons of her reading glasses as she pushed a bluish chunk of puzzle into the hole before her. But no amount of prying or rearranging the little round knobs could make the piece fit. Maddie laid it in the pile of bluish pieces that she predicted would make up the mass of flowers bordering the painting. Flowers that grew over there in the Holy Land. Big blue flowers you'd only see in a florist's shop in Watertown, Maine. They were prettier than the blue flags that grew in the back swamp. Although those blue flags, those irises, could top any flower you could put against them. They were that pretty. Their major setback was that they smelled like an open sewer. Maddie smiled, remembering how Sonny, her only boy, had been forever picking bouquets of them as a child. How many times had she looked out the kitchen window, where she'd been washing dishes, and spotted Sonny coming through the field, his blondish head barely scaling the tops of the hay, his hands full of blue flags, the cuffs of his pants wet with the swamp water. She had already found the two blue eyes of the lamb, the real lamb, that is, the woolly one Jesus carried in his arms. Now the only pieces left scattered on the table seemed to be the reddish-brown of the blessed earth upon which Jesus trod, his sandals a snowy white. In reality, Maddie knew Jesus would have his godly share of dirt stuck to those shoes. Real life had its quota of dog dew, into which everyone, even the Son of God, had to step sooner or later. And Maddie doubted that biblical sandals were ever white, considering all the blood that must have flowed thanks to that eye for an eye stuff. She glanced around the table at the separate piles of puzzle. The mostly ivory pieces of the robe, scattered with the scarlet reds of that scarf-like thing Jesus was wearing over his right shoulder. The yellowish-brown pieces that would go into his hair. The cloudy white pieces, with little whorls, that were sure to be the wool of the lamb. The skin tones of his face, some touched with beard hairs. And the pinkish parts that would make up the holiness of the sky on Easter morning. Easter Rising, the picture was called. Maddie had been given it for her birthday by Rita's children, those loud, rude grandchildren. But most likely, Rita picked it out. Maddie had dropped more hints than Jesus had beard hairs that she was pretty much fed up with religious picture puzzles. Ever since her whole family had gotten into such a fight while putting together the Last Supper, which had been 2,500 pieces of pure hell. A ruckus such as you've never seen or heard before, beginning with when they couldn't find the brown piece that would become Judas's money bag, and ending with Maddie's two oldest daughters engaged in a hair-pulling fist fight over whether Judas was a Catholic or a Protestant.